So, do you want to hear about a vibrator that's taken my health to the next level? Stay tuned for the next podcast of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. If you're a first-time listener, thank you for joining us. And you're a regular listener, we love that you are on us on this journey with us.
We love that you are on us.
Exactly. And we love that you're on us, too. That's right. Especially in the winter, it's warmer.
That's right.
So anyways.
Because we're talking about vibrators today.
Exactly. Exactly. Just wait. You are in for a treat.
Oh, my goodness.
You are in for a treat. All right. So we left off talking about lymphatic massage. And so if you're a first-time listener, I recommend you go back to the beginning of 2021. 2021. There's
at least
three other podcasts on this in regards to the story that we're currently on. However, we've been podcasting for years. So we have a library of over 300 podcasts. So feel free in your leisure time to go back and
catch up.
All right. A whole library there waiting for you. All right. So we were talking about lymphatic massage and how I started doing lymphatic massage. I found a woman that uses a wand. And so I just wanted to go in a little bit more detail on that because it's a combination of using this wand that has these noble gases in it along with the manual massage.
Okay? Meaning with the hands.
With the hands.
Manuals with the hands. They
exactly.
Do use the wands with the hands, but it's just like a different modality of doing lymph treatment.
Exactly. So bear with me. I am going to do a little bit of reading because the reading of this will be much better than what I could do in summarizing it. Okay? So it's what they call bioelectric lymphatic drainage. Okay? So basically, it uses a light beam generator that is emitting a stream of photons or negative ions, okay? It's very advanced technology. It's like a vibration energy technology, okay? So there's like a little acoustic wave that's being emitted through the wands. And that's like throwing off energetic information in the cells, around the energy field of the cells, okay? And you've got like frequency of light, the noble gas ionization. And so this, along with the manual lymphatic helps, it helps with cleaning out the toxins. It helps with improving the blood flow.
It's like a lymphatic on steroids.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it just helps to clean the spaces around the cells, allowing for toxins, like we talked about, toxins and waste products, mm-hmm. To flow through the channels and to make their way out, mm-hmm. Okay? So I think it's amazing technology. Hope to have that for our practice sometime soon, mm-hmm. You know? So the combination, again, is that bioelectric with the manual lymphatic. So that's what I've been doing. So I mentioned on the previous podcast about the vibration plates, okay?
And this is something you learned from your lymphatic therapist.
Exactly. Right. I learned it from Nancy, who was the first one that I went to. And then I started going to this new girl. Her name is Shelly, and she does the wand. And so Nancy had talked about this vibrator, like vibration plates that you could stand on that were great for the lymphatic that you could use, you know, like on a daily basis. Like she was suggesting, because of the kind of work that I do where I'm on my feet all day long doing colonoscopies and endoscopies, that this might be like a great option, like that I could do. She was suggesting having it at work, you know, and
like so, for you to actually stand on it while you're scoping.
I'm not sure if that's what she meant, but I think she meant, like...
Like, you're already at work enough. Like, yeah, know, right. Get home and stand on some plates.
I know, I'd be like, I'll be home at 10 o'clock tonight because exactly. I'm going to stand on the vibrator plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first of all, I had never even heard of it. And so I was, of course, fascinated. And
always fascinated.
Always fascinated and always curious. So I started doing some research on it. And lo and behold.
Before I knew it, one was at the door.
Exactly. We had one being delivered by Amazon. So I've got to show you what we have, okay? Here we go.
This is what it looks like. She wanted to bring it in. I told her to take a picture of it, but she didn't feel like that was enough.
I had to actually bring
it in. This is show and tell for Dr. Cruz right now. She's actually going to show you the vibration machine.
Check this out.
Okay. Right, and this is the travel version.
This is the mini. This is the mini.
She thought, oh, we'll get the travel version. So when we go on trips, we could take it with us.
That's right. Well, Tina didn't let me take it for Thanksgiving, but she did allow it to Big Bear.
Yeah, we did take it on our trip to Big Bear. Yeah, because we were driving. I thought, you know, put it in the car versus put it on an airplane.
Yeah, so that's a vibration plate. There's all sorts of different types of vibration plate. That's a company that we went with. We bought it very reasonably priced. I mean, I'll give you an idea. That one was like $150. I mean, not bad, right? Like I was thinking, oh my goodness, it's going to be $500,000. But, and there are some that will cost you more. We got the very basic one that, again, that we could travel with. And we didn't need anything fancy. And as far as I'm concerned, it does a job. So Tina's going to talk a little bit more about the benefits of it.
While you actually stand on it.
I'm going to actually stand on it. Do you want this?
What? Okay. You want me to take the mic?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to actually stand on it.
Dr. Cruz is going to actually show you how it works. So when we first got it, of course, we had to read the book and understand how it works. And there's different settings on it, and there's different programs that you can run on it. The main one we do is the standard 15-minute program. There she is, standing on the machine. It doesn't really take a whole lot of effort to use the machine. You just basically stand on it. And when we first got it, our 11-year-old twins wanted to try it out, and they stood on it, and their little butt was jiggling so much that I was laughing so hard. But it does jiggle your body quite a bit. But there's different program modes. It goes all the way from 0 all the way up to 9. And the way that it works is you set a program mode and then it runs for 15 minutes. And during that 15 minutes, every minute it changes speed. And the speed is what is doing, you know, how fast it's vibrating you, basically. So the lower speeds vibrate you less and the higher speeds vibrate you more. So from 0 to 2, the focus on the programming is detoxing the body, increasing bone density, improving balance, draining the lymph, and improving postural control. So it kind of reminds me of, you know, the old-fashioned machines that you see it in old movies now or in commercials where they used to put the rubber band around
the
body.
Jitterbug?
Yeah, and it would shake you. It kind of reminds me of that, especially when it talks about... the increased bone density. That was a big focus back then. But the other thing is in the medium settings, which is level three to six, that's when you start getting into joint maintenance, improved postural control, fat loss, increased bone density, improved balance, and cellulite removal, which a lot of people used to do those machines specifically for cellulite removal. Mm-hmm. And so that's the middle level. And then the high level is where you get into for like really intense movement. So that's fat loss, muscle growth, high increased bone density, power accumulation, and the HGA release, or the HGH release. So like when we first got the machine, I started using it on the low levels and I'd do each level for a week. So I started out at 1, did that for a week, went to 2, did that for a week. And then by the time I got up to the high levels, like 7 through 9, I remember telling Dr. Cruz that I would literally be on the machine and I would want to, I was like angry. Like it was the best way for me to describe it. I like wanted to punch something and I didn't know what it was. And she's like, that's got to be the HGH, you know, releasing the hormones in the brain. And I'm just like, whatever it is, it's crazy. Like when I first started using the machine though, my legs would be really, really itchy. And, you know, I'd be on the machine itching my legs, and I'd stay on the machine for the 15 minutes, and the itchiness went away after, like, I don't know, like probably week three. But, yeah, those higher levels, I was really had kind of a reaction to it physically, but stayed on the machine. And now I'm going back down again. So, like, we've gone up, and now I'm going back down. I'm just going to kind of keep going up and down. But the one thing I did notice is that, you know, I work out quite a bit. Pretty much every day I work out, and I still had a little cellulite on my thighs. And literally within probably 4 weeks of using the machine, like, cellulite is gone, which is crazy. Even though we're not like there's no distributor program for this thing, I feel like there should be, because how many of these have you sold to people?
I've gotten probably like six different people
to buy this machine at this point, and they're loving it. So anyway, it's just been fun. It's been a fun thing to add to our workout room and to our workout, our daily regimen. During the 15-minute workout, basically changes the modes. Like, what were you on right now? What level?
So I was just on the low level. I mean, the main purpose why I wanted this was obviously for the lymphatic drainage, just so that I could have something to do on a daily basis. Because I was, you know, doing the lymphatic massage. I guess at the beginning I was doing it two or three times a week, but I just wanted something that I could do daily. And honestly, I was originally thinking of taking it to work, but
like to stand on it all day.
No, just to do it like maybe midday, and still at some point I may actually get one that I can just have at work, where maybe midday when I take a little lunch break, then I can just get on the machine and just do a little vibration. I mean, the repetitive, get the repetitiveness of the frequency, the vibration, like just get the muscles contracting. And like Tina said on our previous podcast, you know, the lymphatic system does not have its own pumping system.
Like the circulatory system has the heart.
Right. The lymphatic doesn't. I mean, it moves by contraction of the muscles, and then obviously these other things that we're doing. I mean, if you get the massages on a regular basis, you're getting that part of it, which is an amazing thing for your body. And so it's this particular machine is programmed where it's for 15 minutes. I started on the low levels. Every once in a while, I will take it up to a higher level. Tina went pretty quickly to the high levels. But I just wanted to kind of keep it low. And so I've kind of, in the most part, I always do like at two or three. And it's just nice, and it's a different way. Like, what I've discovered are these just, there's just a variety of different modalities of different things out there. Because I've been working out too. I mean, I've been, you know, over the last several years, I was part of Orange Theory and going at least three times a week and working out, doing cardio and doing weights. But I obviously was not doing enough for what I developed within my lymph nodes. And so I obviously needed to do something different, is what my body was telling me.
Yeah. Oh, and the fact that you stand all day.
Yeah, standing, you know, all day. Scoping. I don't have the greatest circulation, I have some varicose veins, and so that's, you know, that's also something that I have to, that's an issue for me. So I'm wearing compression stockings when I scope, but I hadn't been doing that regularly either. And it's really, really been a nice addition to our household. and like Tina said, we have a lot of people have reached out to us or people that I've shared this with and have ended up buying one, and they really love it. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because it's really exciting, and I wanted to just talk about, you know, the whole lymphatic drainage. And again, I want to encourage you, you know, we're not telling you, oh, go rush out and buy these. And but we want to educate you on what is out there. And if you wanted to, you could invest. I mean, honestly, in my opinion, an investment of $150 for something like this that you could use every day.
Especially if you've been ill or you have joint issues or bone issues or pain and you can't go to the gym regularly and you can't, you know, stretch and you can't walk. This is such a simple way to start moving the body.
Like, so simple.
We always talk about we always teach people that one of the key things of being healthy is movement.
Right.
And so many people can't move because they're in pain or they have joint issues or they're on meds and, you know, just so many reasons, right?
That's
why we can't move the body. And if you could stand, then you could do this.
Exactly.
Right? So that's
exactly.
And actually, even if you could sit on it, there's a lot of exercises. Like once you stand on it and you get used to it, there's a lot of exercises in the book that comes with it that shows you different ways of sitting on the machine, leaning on the machine to work different parts of the body. And it's really cool. So even if you could sit on the machine, you don't even have to stand on it. You could literally have something that helps you move the body
and move
the lymph without you needing to do really a whole lot.
That's right. So. And this one comes with... what do you call
bands.
Those? The bands. Comes with bands. With the ones that you attach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you can even be doing
arm exercises.
I mean, honestly, this thing could do so much for you. Mm-hmm. You would receive so much benefit from it. But again, that's not why we're here. We're not here promoting it. We get nothing from this whatsoever. Other than just sharing these pearls with you, sharing this with you, because I feel that this has been so helpful for us, and you know, Tina's doing it regularly, and I just think that it's something that would be of a wonderful investment for your health. So, all right, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.